Do this in remembrance of me. Gentlemen, next. Now we have just sung of, oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. It's vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling like a mighty ocean in its fullness over me. Underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love, leading onward, leading homeward to thy glorious rest above. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Spread his praise from shore to shore. How he loveth and changeth nevermore. How he watches o'er his loved ones, died to call them all his own, and how for them he intercedeth, watching o'er them from the throne. You know, our Lord Jesus, right now, intercedes on our behalf at the right hand of the Father, for we remember the risen Lord Jesus. Tune your harps anew, ye seraphs, and join to sing a glorious theme. All on earth and all in heaven, join to praise Emmanuel's name. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the bleeding Lamb, glory to the bleeding Lamb. Let's bow our heads in a moment of reflection on this element portrays to us that bleeding Lamb to whom all glory belongs. And so, like the disciples at the end of the book of Luke, sight unseen, they worshiped him with joy, praising God. Do that, O family of God. Lord Jesus, we worship you. We bow before you. We fall down before you. With joy and praise to God, we acknowledge that you are the Lord of heaven and earth, the Lord of glory. You're the one who came like unto Moses, the word of God upon your lips, and doing many signs and wonders. And you are the Word, the Lord from heaven, God himself, and our Savior. Thank you for your work on our behalf. Thank you for the good news you preached, the good news you brought, the good news that your apostles now preached, and the good news that we have in the apostolic word, the Gospel of Luke, the New Testament, along with the Old Testament. Your holy word. We thank you and we worship you. Our Father, thank you that we have this opportunity to gather and we lay ourselves at your feet. In Jesus' name, amen. In the same manner, the cup also saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Again, we remember the Lord and we are overwhelmed with what he has given to us. And so a small token of that is that we always have a deacon's offering at this time where we may give to others and just have a share in our Lord's giving. And so we'll, at this time, the gentleman will come, we'll take an offering. Paul says that we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreloved, those he also foreordained to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren or brothers and sisters. So what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? I mean, it's inconceivable, Paul says. He's done that, then he will give us everything else. Because nothing matches the gift of Jesus Christ himself to us. So what shall separate us from the love of God? Tribulation, trial, nakedness, famine, peril, sword, as it is written, all day long we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. No, and all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the gospel signed, sealed for us in the elements of the communion. And may we go in praise to our Lord. Let me simply close our service, if you would. Stand, close in a word of prayer. Our Father, we worship you and we praise you. Thank you for these great and precious promises, the gospel signified to us in these elements. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.